Good Morning Pensacola. Andrew McKay and the Pensacola Morning News starts right now.
And that sound means it's time to go to Gulf Breeze. Gulf Breeze News every Thursday right here. We are joined by Lisa Newell, longtime friend. Love her. Love her family. And love what she's doing out there in Gulf Breeze. How is it going, Lisa?
Hey, it's so good to talk to you, Craig. And yes, you know what? We do go back a long, long time.
We won't tell people how long.
I don't want to think about how long it's been. Yeah, we have a great issue this week. In fact, just so much news to get to. I just want to make sure I don't miss anything.
Let's go.
I'm sure I will not be able to get to everything. First of all, I want to talk about the proposal that was floated by the Trump administration to expand offshore oil drilling into the area that's going to be on the outer continental shelf, and that would bring oil drilling off closer to the coast of Pensacola.
Yeah.
On Saturday, some local leaders, they met and they went to the beach and they stood on Pensacola Beach and they said, you know, we oppose this. There was representatives there from all different types, from the military, from tourism, from the environmental people, business people, people talking about what this would do to our economy. And they all were very adamant that they just do not want this proposal to go forward. And so there is going to be some public comment until the 23rd. Today's the 22nd. So until the 23rd, you can weigh in on this issue. We have information in the paper about how to do that, or you can go online to our website, news.gulfbreezenews.com, and get information about how to weigh in on that subject if you feel strongly one way or the other.
It's one of these things that I think what's great, you know, we're – people would say that this is a very red area, Trump country, whatever you want to call it. But almost universally, Republican, Democrat, most of us agree, no. So get on there and make some comments and let folks know we do not need this. We don't need oil rigs off of our coast and off our shores. You know, that is not something that we want to see here in Pensacola. And you can get that. You can find that link on your website. Is that right?
Absolutely.
All right. Awesome. So it looks like we've had some more, you know, school news in the works. So tell me what was going on.
A lot of school news. there's a lot of school news. First of all, let's talk about Soundside High School. So they were discussing three different proposals for the school zones for who would go to Soundside High School, and they finally decided to use the orange map, which does not have Tiger Point students going there. Some people spoke. They said, you know, our kids go to Gulf Breeze Middle School. They want to go to Gulf Breeze High School. That was one of the considerations. Of course, a lot of the kids who go to Woodlawn Beach Middle School will be going to the new Soundside High School, which is going to open next fall. The other decision that they made, which is really consequential, is it's going to open to 9th and 10th graders. That school is going to be so nice, and it's going to have all the amenities. It's going to be a great school.
Yeah, the pictures look great. I know they've been sending some press out. It looks like a really incredible school.
Oh, it's going to be so, so nice. So needed, too, to help alleviate some of the crowding at both Gulf Breeze High School and Navarre High School, especially Navarre High School. So that is one of the big decisions that they made at the school board meeting. Another decision that they made, which is causing a lot of news, is that the Gulf Breeze Elementary School assistant principal, Kim McChesney, was assigned to a new job at a virtual school, the Santa Rosa Blended Academy. And that was because she had been under investigation for 4.5 months by an independent firm from out of South Florida, examining whether or not she broke any district rules when her son, who was a high school senior at the time, walked through the halls of Gulf Breeze Elementary School as part of their senior walkthrough. At the time, he had been investigated but had not been charged with any crime, and he did walk through the halls. He was part of a big group of people. It was, not unsupervised, I should say. But there are a lot of people who think it was a moral failure on her part to allow her son, who she knew had been under investigation for having some sexual images of children on his phone.
Yeah. And I remember that was a big dust up back in the day, certainly.
Absolutely. But according to the rules, she did not violate any rules. And she had been on paid administrative leave pending the result of that investigation. And since the investigation did not find any wrongdoing, she had to have a job. And they gave her a job. So she will not have any contact with children at this new position. And so, therefore, that's a controversial thing that happened at the school board meeting. But they, people have rules and they follow the rules. And that's, people don't like it, but that's the way.
Right. Well, that's how it's, that the rules are the rules. They've done their research. They've tried to figure out a way to make this work, and that's what they've come up with. I can definitely see that. Lisa, hold on the line. We're going to go to traffic on the fives, get some ads, and then we're going to come back and talk a lot more about what's going on in Gulf Breeze.
That's right. There's no accidents or backups to let you know about. Everything is flowing smoothly this morning. I-10, I-110 are all looking good. I'm John Pickens with your traffic on the fives.
Each Sunday at 7:30 a.m., the Bible Baptist Bookstore of Pensacola, Florida brings you Theological Seminar with teacher Peter S. Ruckman, founder and president of the Pensacola Bible Institute. He will teach you what the Bible says about the subject, not merely what it is presumed to teach.
Tune in this Sunday at 7:30 a.m. for Theological Seminar with Dr. Peter S. Ruckman, brought to you by Bible Baptist Bookstore on News Radio 92.3 AM 1620.
Do you have questions regarding your plants and landscaping? If so, The Garden Line is for you. I am Mike Wiggins, and every Tuesday morning at 9, we are here for you on News Radio 92.3 to answer your questions. Seasonal changes call for different activities in your lawn and garden, so tune in and text or call with your questions on The Garden Line on Tuesdays at 9 and an encore each Saturday at the same time.
The Garden Line on the Pensacola Expert Panel, Tuesdays at 9 on News Radio 92.3.
There's a parade somewhere
you probably want to know about.
News Radio 92.3, 95.3, and AM 1620.
Informative, local, dependable.
Kind of a ska-esque,
You didn't like my
beachy
Elvis.
Beachy
didn't
theme.
Like Elvis. I
like it. I'll take it.
Okay.
All right, Lisa. We're going to get back into it because there's skate park news, which those people that are improper know exactly where we're talking about. You say skate park, you know exactly what we're talking about, right?
That's right. So the skate park that we currently have in Gulf Breeze, it was not designed by skate park architects. John Schell and his partner in the Upward Intuition group, the ones that were behind the Blake Doyle skate park underneath I-110 bridge, or either 110 overpass. They actually were going to talk to the advisory park board about redesigning that, recreating it to where it is something will affect that you can allow all-wheeled, I don't know what that means, but all-wheeled vehicles that are not motorized on that park. So they're talking about redesigning that to accommodate it because, they have had a lot of success with the Blake Doyle park.
Yes, very much so.
And, of course, he makes a case that it's for a lot of the youth who may not be involved in organized sports and things like that. So they are going to have a meeting, and I've got to find out when that is. It's in February the 12th at the Gulf Breeze Community Center. If you're interested in that, you should come and talk about it and see what you think about it. So, but these guys do a great job, and so
they do. They know what they're talking about when it comes to skate parks. It's very clear from the Blake Doyle and from what's been they've been able to design there. So certainly they're going to have some great input, and I know the community is going to want to put in with that as well. So from skating to gardening, right?
Well, Driftwood Garden Club had their annual Arbor Day celebration. every year for about 35 years, they have been honoring someone in the community with by planting a tree. And so they honored two of their former members who have passed away, Betty Sprague and Joanne Brown, both of them. And so they planted two beautiful trees in the Williamsburg Park area. And they had a really, gosh, just a very sentimental tribute to each of them. But that Driftwood Garden Club has been around since before Gulf Breeze was a city. In fact, they were instrumental in getting Gulf Breeze to become a city. And they started the fire department, and they've done so many things. So it's a really great organization, over 70 years old.
Yeah, more than just plants.
Oh, yes. These are some movers and shakers, let me tell you.
Yeah, I mean, that's true. I mean, it's awesome.
Some of them were around at the beginning, right? So, you know, there's a few. I think there might be a couple of them still around who were here when, you know, 70 years ago. So wow. We're talking about some, that's a good club. That's a good club if you've been at that long.
Yeah, no, it's absolutely. And there's another organization, Gulf Breeze Will Do. Now, what is Gulf Breeze Will Do?
So Gulf Breeze Will Do is a group of women, sort of like Impact 100. You know, you've heard of Impact 100. The dues to the Impact 100 are $1,000 per year, and then they give out grants of over $100,000 per year to organizations. And so it's a great organization. Well, the years ago, 11 years ago, someone realized that there were groups that couldn't take on $100,000 a year. They only needed like $8,000, but there was nothing to help them reach their goals. So they started Gulf Breeze Will Do, and it has been giving out grants of $1,000 to $10,000 for 11 years. And they have been, you know, giving, they've just been accomplishing so many things that people needed in the community that you may not even realize that they've done, with public safety, arts and recreation, education, hardship support services, there's public safety, lots of different things that they've given. And they had a mixer at Senior Fox on Pensacola Beach, and Rick Hawthorne, who was the chief of police for Gulf Breeze, he came and talked about how through a grant of $8,000-something, he was able to replace these four AEDs, automated external defibrillator devices,
right,
that they carry on each of their squad cars. And they would not have been, that was not in the budget. So they asked for this. And now, you know, we believe that the city will be safer if they come upon someone who maybe had an accident in the car and because they were having a problem with the heart. So sometimes they're the first ones on scene. They can deploy these AEDs, maybe save a life. So, and the nice thing is, these are the same AEDs that the fire department uses. So everyone's cross-trained.
Right, right.
So it's very nice. But anyway, we've given so many good grants out that have really made a difference in our community. And it doesn't just go to Gulf Breeze. It's for Pensacola Beach, Tiger Point, and Midway. And they've given out grants even to Woodlawn Beach Middle School to get some microscopes that they needed because they only had, I think, two. And they were just, you know, the little kids were lined up and having to get like a 5-second look into a microscope. Now they have, you know, multiple microscopes that they can all use and hopefully learn more about science. So it's just one of the things they do. It's a really great organization. $250 to join.
Okay.
And, you know, it's 18 plus. And they also take money, donations from good organizations to help them further their cause. And so they give out every cent of it.
All right.
So it's a great organization.
And you've got, so you do Gulf Breeze, but you also have Splash. So tell us a little bit about Splash and what's coming up in that.
Well, we're working on Splash right now because in February we've got not only Mardi Gras, but also Valentine's Day. So it's not too early to think about Valentine's Day. We only have actually a few Gulf Breeze news issues between now and Valentine's Day. And of course, you know, Valentine's Day is always like panic mode because you're like, what can I do? How can I sufficiently show that I love my partner? So if you have some ideas, we'd love to hear them. And if you want to place some ads in there, we can always tell people where to eat or what kinds of things you're offering, or if you're having, you know, jewelry or flowers or special events or, you know, experiences, those would be great to put in there. So but we've got some great news. We're already getting full in that right now. We're going to actually go to press with that on Friday. So if you want to have something in there, please let me know ASAP.
Yeah, get it in. Get it in folks pick, I mean, that's crazy. Those magazines, people look at them. I look at them all the time. Go and grab something and looking through it. And they're great pieces. Always great to talk with you, Lisa. Always, I'm telling you, Gulf Breeze News, always professional, always getting it done, always representing not only your community well, but everybody else. And stuff like the beach and everything is going, obviously, things that are important, not just to Gulf Breeze folks, but to all of us. So thank you joining us today. And
thank you, sir.
Yeah. Tell everybody, tell the family I said hello.
Listen, hey, watch out for that big storm, okay?
Oh, yeah, for all the winter weather coming through. Wrap them pipes.
That's right. Well, I hope to see you in the breeze.
Yes. See you soon. And let's get to John with traffic on the fives.
That's right. We're still rolling accident-free, even delay-free. I'm not seeing anything that's going to slow you down. I'm John Pickens with your traffic on the fives.
Well, we're going to get into a little bit of frivolous topics when we come back from the break. And so 437-1620, 850-437-1620 is going to be the text in line. And I know Andrew has addressed where you park when you go to a Walmart. I was a part of that conversation. I texted in for that one because it is a big bone of contention in my car when we pull up. I am a park wherever there's a spot, just get to it. Get to a spot, get in. I don't care if it's on the grocery side or the home side or whatnot. My wife, at least up until a point in time, has been a garden center entrance only person. Now, I think they've shut the garden center entrance off, so now it's kind of thrown her for a loop. Now I think she's more like just have Walmart deliver it to the house. but this is interesting because I did this the other day, and it made me think. I was like, man, okay, we need to talk about this. So now we're just taking it to any parking lot in general, especially groceries. Do you park next to the cart return if you can? This is also a fighting thing in our home, in my car. I am 100%. If there is a spot next to the cart return, I'm there. I'm sitting right next to the cart return.
But do you have like a 79 Pinto or something?
No, I don't. No. I have a truck and I want to know, do you park next to the cart return? Is that how you do it or do you just drive in and find somewhere to park? Are you a chaos theory person? What is it for you? 850-437-1620. We're going to get back to that when we come back from the hard break. But that is something that I want to know. Because, there's little idiosyncrasies that we all have, little things that we all do. What ended up happening with me is I ended up not parking next to a cart return. And the cart return was like 2 aisles over. So I loaded my groceries. And I had to...
You poor thing.
I had to drive. Well, go all the way across the parking lot with the empty cart because I'm also. I guess here let's do two topics. All right, two frivolous topics. First, that one. Second, do you leave the cart if it's too far? Are you that person? Are you that person that because I'm a guy that if I see a cart left out when I get out of the car, I'll grab that cart and put it up on my way in.
Well, yeah,
it bothers me.
I don't want it to hit my car.
Oh no, I just do it because it bothers me. I didn't be even near my car.
Oh, okay. We're gonna get into that one. Yeah, for sure.
And the other one is which my wife absolutely hates that I do this. The handicap carts,
mm-hmm.
the motorized carts. If I see one of those in the parking lot, I hop on it and bring it in.
That's so sweet of you.
I do it all the time. And she's like, Craig. I was like, listen, there's some guys going to get out of a car. They're going to need this. And it's going to be out here in the parking lot. But those things don't move quick. So it is just.
You're not going to win the Talladega 500.
No, you're not even going to win. There are people walking past you to get into the store. So yeah, do you park? So here we go. Do you take carts in? Do you put carts up when you see them? And then where do you park when you park at a grocery store? Do you park next to the cart? Do you park in the vicinity of the cart return? Or do you just say, whenever I can get a seat, I don't overthink it. So we're going to do those in just a little bit. We've been talking a lot about things going on, Greenland deal that's come that has appeared to come through with Trump and Davos. Looks like we're going to get the security guarantees that we need out of that, and we've talked through the new Pensacola Bay Center that's going on down there, the new Pensacola rebrand that's going on.
And if you want to go back and listen to those, the podcasts are already up for those hours.
Oh, see, well, there you go. Perfect.
Mm-hmm.
If you're into podcasts, go and do. Actually, I do like listening to this as on a podcast, because there are times that Andrew will do things and I want to go back and kind of like really listen into what he has to say, because he's very informed into certain areas of time.
He talks really fast.
Yeah. And you don't have to worry about missing something or getting in and out of the car. And because that's sometimes, I don't know about you, I've actually had to sit in a car waiting because I was like, I do want to hear how this ends, or I do want to hear what's going on. But you don't have to do that with a podcast.
I do it all
you
the
just
time. Yeah.
Get out and pick right back up.
Look at that.
All right. See you guys in a bit.
I'm Therese Crowley, brought to life in Davos, Switzerland, the Board of Peace.
This board has the chance to be one of the most consequential bodies ever created, and it's my enormous honor to serve as its chairman. I was very honored when they asked me.
With world leaders signing on, and Secretary of State Marco Rubio says the Board of Peace will be a board of action, ensuring the Gaza peace deal becomes enduring and serves an example for what's possible. President Trump had one last meeting on the sidelines of the Davos Economic Forum with Ukraine President Zelensky. Says it was a very good meeting, that Russia and Ukraine both want peace. He's now flying home after also making peace over Greenland with the NATO chief, a framework of a deal for infinite U.S. access, calling off the tariffs against European objectors. Ryan Coogler's film Sinners leads Oscar nominations with 16. That's the most of all time. America's listening to Fox News.
Good morning, 8:31 at News Radio 92.3. I'm David Wayne, and right now we've got a nice start to our day. It's 60 degrees here across the area. We'll get to our forecast with Brooke Richardson in just a few minutes. The city of Pensacola has unveiled a refreshed brand identity for the first time in over a decade in a promotional video released by the city. They say the new look brings together everything that makes Pensacola unique, from the beaches to the historic neighborhoods to the growing downtown.
Every part of this brand tells our story. It's bold, welcoming, and unmistakably Pensacola. Most importantly, this brand represents you, every Pensacolan. It's a symbol of our resilience, our creativity, and our future.
The theme is Where Florida Begins. It highlights Pensacola as being the first American settlement. Pensacola-based Hatchmark Studio created the new visual identity, and residents will start seeing the updated signs on vehicles and digital platforms in the next few months. Well, a big new distribution center is now operating in Milton, Buffalo Rock, opening its 353,000 square foot facility in the I-10 in the Northwest Florida Industrial Park off of I-10. Regional Vice President Trent Davidson says they'll be serving their customers all across the Gulf Coast.
What will happen here is we will receive the orders in, we'll build those, and they'll be picked here. They'll be loaded on the trucks, and then they'll be shuttled to Mobile and shuttled to Panama City overnight, to where they'll be picked up by the drivers there and the local team there. So we always want to stay local and committed to the communities that we're in.
The facility distributes 75 brands, including Pepsi, Mountain Dew, and Gatorade across more than 1,200 product lines. It is the fourth distribution company to open at that industrial park in the last year. Well, Santa Rosa County Commissioner Ray Eddington publicly thanking emergency responders during a meeting this week. This is after his wife suffered a suspected stroke last week.
Fire department, police department, or the sheriff's department, EMS, and the Lifeline done a great job. I could not ask for no better help from them people. And I want to thank them publicly.
Fellow commissioners, including Chairman Colton Wright, expressed their prayers for his wife's recovery. Eddington said at the time he was in a class, and he was contacted through the Tourist Development Center. Well, e-bike safety getting a lot of attention lately. Some changes could be introduced to protect riders and pedestrians soon.
Florida lawmakers are moving ahead with new rules aimed at curbing risky behavior by e-bike riders. A Senate committee on Tuesday approved Senate Bill 382, which adds several safety requirements for riders on sidewalks and other off-road trails. The proposal would require e-bike users to yield to pedestrians, give an audible signal before passing, and limit their speed to 10 miles per hour. This is on sidewalks when a pedestrian is within 50 feet. A companion bill in the House had its first hearing Wednesday afternoon. Chris Bryan, News Radio 92.3.
Well, the state's push to regulate artificial intelligence is gaining a bit of momentum. Senate Bill 482, described as the Florida AI Bill of Rights, has advanced out of a Senate Commerce Committee. Senator Thomas Leak says the measure does not run afoul of President Trump's executive order addressing federal AI policy.
These are not onerous restrictions. These are specifically focused on consumer protections. I think President Trump is right. I think at the end of the day, when it comes to the onerous restrictions, you're going to have a national standard.
The bill does focus on transparency, data privacy, and protections for kids, including parental control over AI chatbot interactions. 8:35 at News Radio 92.3. John's got a look at our traffic on the fives.
That's right. No accidents to report to you, nor delays. I-10, I-110, 90, 98 are all flowing smoothly. I'm John Pickens with your traffic on the fives.
We are going to be seeing a small chance of a stray shower today, 30% chance of rain overall, otherwise mostly cloudy skies, high near 67. Tonight, temperatures will be dropping near 58 degrees. For Friday, 40% chance of some showers, otherwise cloudy skies, high near 68 degrees. Friday night, temperatures dropping near 56. As you head into Saturday, we will see a 40% chance of showers and thunderstorms, high near 67. This is Brooke Richardson from the First Warning Weather Center.
Thank you very much, Brooke. Partly cloudy right now. Very nice morning out there, 60 degrees across the area. And our next news in 30 minutes. And your money now this morning. Markets are up. The Dow is up about a little over 0.75%, over 430 points this morning at 49,507.27. S&P up just about 0.75% as well at 69,21.35. NASDAQ up just under 0.9% at 23,428,492. Looking at that 10-year bond rate up a bit, 4.27%. Gold prices down 7.20 at 48,30. And silver is up 88 cents this morning at 93.52. Looking at crypto, Bitcoin is down $782 at 89,111. Looking at those financial headlines for the day. Wall Street pending home sales plunged last month. Matt Mattinson with this report.
According to the National Association of Realtors survey, pending sales of existing homes fell 9.3% across the U.S. between November and December. Sales are down to their lowest point in 5 months. Economists say rising home prices and fewer listings offset lower interest rates. I'm Matt Mattinson.
Thank you very much, Matt. The CEO of J.P. Morgan and Chase weighing in on the U.S.'s reliability as a global ally under President Trump, according to Jamie Dimon. He said he didn't view America as being unreliable, but he did say potentially now less reliable. The CEO is otherwise reluctant to criticize the president during an interview with The Economist at the World Economic Forum. Again, that's happening in Davos, Switzerland. And AARP is calling for staffers at the Department of Government Efficiency to be held accountable for sharing Social Security data. According to court documents, DOGE staffers stored personal information from 1,000 individuals on Cloudflare, which is an internet services company. The chief advocacy and engagement officer for AARP issued a statement to the Hill saying anybody involved must be held accountable while requesting the Social Security Administration take immediate steps to ensure nothing like that could happen again. It's 8:38. Our next news at 9, breaking news anytime. I'm David Wayne, News Radio 92.3.
On January 26th, Escambia and Santa Rosa counties will take part in the annual Point in Time Count, a one-night census of our neighbors experiencing homelessness. This community effort, led by Opening Doors Northwest Florida and local partners, depends on volunteers like you to be sure every person is seen and counted. Sign up today to help with the count at openingdoorsnwfl.org/collaboration/pointintimecount. Together, we can make every person count.
There are a lot of questions about roof replacement in the news lately, such as insurance companies demanding replacement before they cancel coverage to companies not doing the job that they sold to you. Make sure you tune in to the Pensacola Expert Panel today at 9:30 as Quality Roofing Solutions will answer your questions. Find out what makes Quality Roofing Solutions the premier contractor in Florida today at 9:30.
The Pensacola Expert Panel on News Radio 92.3 and AM 1620.
Hey, Pensacola, get ready for a midday delight that'll have you hooked. Weekdays from 11 until 2 on News Radio Pensacola, tune in to the Markley, Van Camp, and Robbins Show. Jamie Markley, David Van Camp, and Scott Robbins are their dynamic trio that'll keep you entertained, informed, and laughing out loud during your lunch break. They dish out the hottest topics, bring you the latest news, and deliver their unique blend of humor and insight that'll have you coming back for more. It's the Markley, Van Camp, and Robbins Show on News Radio Pensacola, 92.3, 95.3, and AM 1620.
Everybody was kung fu fighting.
I admire your deductive processes.
Ooh, yeah. I'm gonna have to go ahead and sort of disagree with you there.
Oh, idiot.
Food fight!
Gentlemen, you can't fight in here. This is the war room.
This conversation can serve no purpose anymore. Goodbye.
Craig Heinzman sitting in for the one and only Andrew K. Frivolous topic today. We're talking about parking in and around shopping cart receptacles. Do you park around a shopping cart return? Do you return the shopping cart? Do you leave the shopping cart out if it's too far for you to walk? So let us know. 850-437-1620. Again, 850-437-1620. I said, in my house, when I'm parking the car, we're parking as, I mean, if I can be right up on one, I'm right up on one every time. I know it's a possibility they're going to ding it. Yeah. I get it. I hear you. I get it. I don't know why. If it's just, I will say this. I feel like I get more dings from other people opening their doors than I do from shopping carts. Interesting. Like I have come back and I have found dings in my car where a door clearly has been opened on my side. And so I think part of it is if I'm parking next to the shopping cart receptacle, I know I'm not getting a door ding over here. Now, the other side might.
Right.
But
you don't see that.
I also love the convenience of not having to walk across the parking lot with an empty cart and then coming all the way back to get back in your car. So I like that. So First response, too much thinking, just get a spot. I can understand that. I can agree with that, especially if it's an overcrowded parking lot. If you like, there are certain times you go to Walmart and you know, like, it's a free for all. I'm just going to get whatever I can get and be done with it. That's going to happen. So let's see. Another caller says, I park as close to the entrance as possible. I have no problem parking next to a cart return. I also take the cart in and use it. So that's something.
But do you clean it before you?
Because no, I never clean a cart. No, I never clean a cart.
Last person
ever.
I mean,
they don't clean the cart when they bring it in. There's not, I've seen the guys bringing the carts in. They are not like Lysoling those things down. Now, my wife is a cart cleaner.
Oh,
she will. She'll get the Clorox wipe out or whatnot, right. The antibacterial wipe, and she'll wipe that handlebar down. And I'm going, I don't know, like. We could get into a whole thing on
that's a whole nother topic.
That's a whole nother topic. Maybe tomorrow we'll do, hand dryers versus paper towels in the restroom or versus jeans. Oh. I'm a jeans guy all day. I don't even care if there's paper towels available. It's going on my clothes. I'm washing my hands. And if I wash my hands, that's a whole nother story for a whole nother time. But we are now in carts right now.
Mm-hmm.
So we're going to get sidetracked here. Let's see.
near it. So someone said near it, not next to it. So I want maybe one or two parking spots away. I roll a cart in, sometimes two, from the handicapped area on my way into the store. That's the other thing we talked about. When you come in, if you see carts out, do you bring them in or do you bring them to the return? Like, I'll sometimes bring a cart to a return and drop it off because it's like, especially if it's in like in front of my vehicle when you pull in and it's sitting right there.
Well, of course, yeah.
I'll bring that one in. Now, what bothers me is when people leave it. I can somewhat understand I'm in a rush. I mean, I can't really understand it. There is something, my executive pastor sent me something, by the way, Craig Heinzman, Marcus Point Baptist Church. I keep forgetting to actually say who I am and what we do. I'm the community pastor at Marcus Point Baptist Church here in Pensacola, Beulah, North Pace, and Molino. But my executive pastor sent me something on shopping cart theory, which is an internet meme. It's kind of a litmus test for your ethics based on whether or not you return shopping carts or not and what you do with shopping carts.
Interesting.
Yeah, right. Maybe that's part of me is like, I feel like, I don't know. I get out and I feel like if I can help the guy that's getting paid minimum wage, especially when it's like super hot or super cold, and I can help this guy by bringing in a cart or bringing in a handicap cart, I'm all about it. I'll do it.
I do have a YouTube channel suggestion for you.
Really?
Uh-huh.
I don't watch YouTube. Go ahead.
But no, you need to.
Okay. What's this?
Cart Narcs.
Cart Narcs?
Mm-hmm.
What do they do?
Well, this guy, he has like little Lazy Bone stickers, and if the people don't take their carts back to the thing, he puts Lazy Bone stickers on their
cars.
Yeah. That's why I said you need to watch
it. We need to go back to that littering. We talked a lot earlier today. I found out that shockingly, if you're walking through the neighborhood, you pick up trash and you put it in your neighbor's trash can. You know, like it's just on the ground. You pick up the trash, you put it in the trash can. That is an actual violation. The violation you could be written up for is littering. And I'm still mind blown about that whole thing. But then I would think there's a whole violation there for putting stickers on someone's car.
It's just magnets. It's just magnets.
Okay. Well, yeah. Maybe that doesn't count. Maybe
you
it does
definitely
count.
Need to watch that.
Yeah. And I do think. I can understand I'm in a rush. I leave the cart at the head of the parking space so that the person can still get in and out. What I don't understand at all are the people that unload their cart, leave it in the dead center of a parking space. Like, I've seen them up on the curb. I've seen those. And again, I get it. I understand it. I'm not in 100% agreement with it, but I get it. But when you leave it in the dead center of a parking spot, you know someone's going to have to... If they don't have a teenage kid in the car, that person's going to have to shift that car into park, get out, push the cart out of the way, get back in their car, shift the car into drive, park the car, then get the cart and drive it.
I just find another one.
But see, that's the thing. Everyone tries to find another one. There's that one spot that's just got the cart in the center of it. Anyhoot. Let's see what else we got. So 850-437-1620. What do you do with your cart? What do you do with your car? Do you park next to the cart? Do you not? Do you bring carts in? Let's see. In the handicapped parking area with wife, I'll park anywhere if I'm by myself. The further away, the better, because my thought is I'm going to be walking all over the store anyway. Now, there is a whole school of thought on parking at the back of the parking lot. There's a lot. My wife actually would probably be more on that side of things in general. Just park as far away from the rest of the traffic as possible and walk in. It's about the only exercise I'm going to do anyway for the day. So, you know, might as well do it.
Let's do a quick traffic.
Oh, yeah.
The
traffic
fives.
On the fives down the sevens. I'm sorry.
It's okay. We've got an accident that just happened with injuries and roadblock on North W Street and Marcus Point Boulevard. The roadway is blocked there, so you definitely want to avoid that area
right next
now.
To the church, right down the street. Yeah. Well, while we're at it, let's break for some commercials, and we'll be back. 850-437-1620. See you in a bit.
Hi, I'm Billy Anderson with Anderson Subaru in Pensacola. Add more road to your trip with the new 2026 Subaru Crosstrek or Forester Hybrid. Our new hybrids will keep you going no matter where the road goes. With up to 597 miles per tank, the Crosstrek Hybrid easily takes you to more places. And the Forester Hybrid sports a driving range of up to 581 miles per tank. Mileage like that lets you journey farther. And combined with Subaru's legendary capability of standard symmetrical all-wheel drive, you'll be able to handle any unexpected conditions and terrain with ease. Paved roads, graveled roads, just about any road, they're all fair game in the new 2026 Subaru Hybrid. Better fuel economy, legendary reliability, you'll You'll find both in the Subaru Crosstrek Hybrid and Subaru Forester Hybrid. Love goes the extra mile at Anderson Subaru, Highway 29, just north of Car City, Pensacola. For details, call 877-554-9791.
Anderson's got a Subaru for you.
Splash Magazine covers the coast like the Gulf of Mexico. Each month, Splash Magazine offers a calendar of events, plus tips on where to shop, dine, and play. Learn about the month's special events, live entertainment, and interesting local people. Learn how to catch fish with Captain Dave Yelverton. See what is worth watching on your streaming services. Tom Nolan will tell you the latest. Get the most out of the Emerald Coast by reading Splash Magazine each month. For more information, call Gulf Breeze News at 850-932-8986 or visit GulfBreezeNews.com online. The Pensacola housing real estate market has been crazy for the past few years. How do you know when to buy or sell? You'll need an expert to help you. Tune into the Pensacola Expert Panel today at 9 a.m. right after Pensacola Morning News to hear real estate expert Christina Leavenworth with Leavenworth Realty discuss current real estate conditions. That's today at 9 a.m. on the Pensacola Expert Panel.
The Pensacola Expert Panel, 9 to 11 weekdays on News Radio 92.3 AM 1620.
You know, sometimes you want answers.
Sometimes you just want something upbeat.
Either way, Meg's got you covered. Pet Talk, weekdays at 9 on News Radio 92.3.
All right, we're back right here. The frivolous topic for today. Oh, boy.
Do you carts. Park? Yeah, yep. What do you do with your carts? Where do you park? So, we've got, I always park next to one. It gives me more space to load my child. If I can't go out of my way, I will go out of my way to return the cart. It's just lazy if you leave the cart out and block parking. Could not agree more. But I guess there's true that if you park next to the cart return, there might be a little bit more space depending on the size of the cart return. Although I will say there's sometimes, because they now use those cart return, like scooters, motorized cart return things. Which, remember back in the day when they didn't have those?
Oh.
Do you remember, like,
oh yeah,
Sam's Club people? I remember watching this one poor, this probably 15-year-old, 16-year-old kid struggling with a mile-long cart block, trying to, just with the rope. And
yeah, the rope and the little bungee cord. And, yeah.
The cart return robot is great. I think maybe it'll become automated. Wouldn't it be great if we could AI those bad boys and just, you know, hit a button on the cart and it returns itself? That'd be fabulous. No, but sometimes they'll push that cart return over. And so the whole cart return will be sitting like right on the line. And then you can't park there because you're like, I don't even have anybody. Anyway, you know. So somebody else says, Craig, we live in Florida and it's hot. I always park close to the cart corrals so that I can, so it's a short walk to return it. Cart corrals. Is that the proper name?
I don't know, but I've heard that name before.
I have heard that. I have.
Buggies. I mean,
yeah, buggies. It's definitely a shopping cart. I don't know that. I don't know we call it a shopping buggy, but a cart corral, a cart return. Anyway, let's see. Someone else says, I worked for retail for 20 years. I park near the back, close to the exit. I leave my cart halfway on the curb because I've seen wind blow carts across parking lots. I don't feel guilty. One, not returning the cart, as I have cleared a lot many times. It's easy job, and it gives people work, part-time people. There's a whole, man, it gets a whole other side of things. And gives people who work part-time people something to do because otherwise they'd be given a task they'd rather not do. Could very well be true.
True.
I'm not, I mean, do you return stuff? You're going through the store. You pick up an item outside, non-refrigerated.
Right.
Refrigerated items, a whole other story. Non-refrigerated. Do you return it back to the spot you put it in? Or if you're not going to get it, do you put it down just wherever you find a spot?
Yeah, that.
Okay. See, I do the same thing. My
Because I don't want to walk back. I've already walked there and been like, that's the walk of shame.
I agree. It's like, I've decided I'm not going to get this thing. I'm just going to... It's a package of, I don't know, Ritz crackers, but it's now going to be living in the, you know, men's underwear section because I don't.
Well, I wasn't that bad.
I don't know. It is that bad for me. It's like wherever I'm at, this just gets dropped right here. And I said that for me is one of those things where my wife would be like, you can't just leave that there. I'm like, it's job security. Someone's got to now take this back. I'm giving people job security is what I'm doing. I'm helping people out here. That's what I'm doing. I'm not being lazy. I'm helping people out. Oh, wow. Okay. I recently saw a documentary. This is another call. Recently saw a documentary about Where Are They Now? The kid who played the banjo in the movie Deliverance is now a retired fellow who is a cart pusher at his local Walmart.
Maybe he's bored.
I don't think it's a bad thing. I think that as we get into it, guys, I look at it. We take responsibility for the things that are around us. I do have to be better about putting stuff back where I found them. Let's be honest. I probably need to do better at that. Does anybody else? You can call, text in 850-437-1620. What do you do? Where do you park in the lot? And do you return the carts? I remember being a kid. Maybe part of the reason I get on the mobility scooter or handicap scooters. I don't even know what you would call those things. Is because when I was a kid, I always wanted to get on those things. Like I saw them and I was like, how cool is it to drive around a store and get your groceries?
Honk the little horn.
I had Achilles surgery, and you obviously, if you've ever been in a knee scooter, you know that pushing a shopping cart in a knee scooter, legitimately impossible. You cannot do it.
I wish we had video of that.
It's a nightmare.
Okay.
So I was able to legitimately use the cart for shopping, and you realize very quickly it's not as glamorous as you think it is. Because the buggy fills up very quickly. The front buggy fills up very quickly. And it just doesn't go as fast as you thought it would. So I'll get on those things in the parking lot and I will inch them into, and I'll even plug them up.
I was about to say, the next question would be,
I will back it up to the plug. I will plug it up. I will make sure it's charging.
You just want to hear the beep, beep.
I want people. I've been at the position where I walk in and there's not a cart available for me, or I have to go and find a cart, and it's especially if you're in a rush, that's not a good thing. I don't want a mom who's got a kid that's crying and it's just she's trying to get some groceries. Now she doesn't have a cart. I don't know. That's how I am. We got some more folks texting in here. Let's see. I keep the unwanted item. This is about the unwanted item. And I take it with me to checkout and hand it to the cashier. They actually don't mind. That's not a terrible idea. I think if there is a cashier, if you're doing the self-pay or the self-checkout thing, there's kind of that shelf that pretty much everything goes on. Somebody else said they call that go-backs. And I've seen things put in places you never expect, like bras in freezers.
What?
And it's the worst part of working retail. Okay.
Boy, that really got deep.
Yeah.
It got deep quickly.
Apparently, conviction has now hit. and I will, okay. I've never, I will say this. If it's a refrigerated or frozen item, it's got to go back. You can't just, now I've seen that. I've seen someone that, got steaks from a Target. And I think I found them in the women's clothing area. My wife was shopping for something, and I saw a pack of steaks sitting on clothing. And I was like, "Well, that's bad." Now, like you can't utilize that at all. This is terrible. So no, all right, you guys are helping me out, getting some conviction here. Let's see. Another caller, misplaced items in the store is worse than a shopping cart in the parking lot. Okay. and so there's a lot about your character. I don't know if they're talking about my character specifically, probably, or they're talking about
I would say in general.
In general. Yeah. Like I said, I generally want to make sure that I'm doing right. And part of that is I'm going to have to return the items back to where I think that's another good question is it for those of you that have had retail experience? I have had retail experience only in the mall. I did Things Remembered for a while. I did that for many years. And I was a birthday party host at Discovery Zone. I can tell you all the do's and don'ts about, birthday party
etiquette.
Yeah. And how to treat birthday party hosts. I can do that. But what's the, if you're in retail, what's the best route? I've now gotten an item I don't want. Better for me to go back and try to put it on the shelf myself? Do I bring it up to the cashier at the front and say, hey, I don't want this item anymore. What's better? Let me know. I'd love to know because I'll do that thing. I'll do that thing. I want to be a good steward. I want to be a good steward. Meg is in the studio with us.
How you doing, boo?
I'm doing good. I'm doing well. What do you? Are you a shopping cart return? Like, where do you park? Next to the shopping cart return?
Or do you park? You were talking about. I park right next to the shopping cart.
There you go.
Place where you put them back. That way, I unload my groceries. I shut the trunk, and I'm right there. And I put the cart in thing, and we're done.
Perfect.
But I'm also like you. If I see a strange cart out there, I will bring it back. I have a thing about loose carts.
Loose carts. I think it's there's a lot of stuff. I did have someone say the best thing to do. Do it with me, guys. Change your behavior.
Yes.
If you have an item you don't want, bring it to the cashier up front. That's what they said is the best way to do it. Don't put it back on the shelves because you might not do it right. Bring it to the cashier up front. Been Craig Hines, been Marcus Point Baptist Church. So glad to be here with you. We'll see you tomorrow.
You're listening to